rough time getting started this morning because yes. of the Super Bowl last night.
Yeah.
I mean, really, because there wasn't much to watch, so there was only partying to be done.
Yeah, that's exactly, I think that's exactly why I drank so much more than last year, because the game was so great. Right? What else are you going to do last night?
Right. And then last night. Yeah.
I drank a lot. You ate a lot of nachos. I mean, that's it.
This pretty much summed up the game. And then here was the halftime show. Right? I mean, that was about it.
Yeah, that's
It was awful. It was awful. And what we just found out is that, because I didn't understand where that SpongeBob clip came from.
With the Maroon 5.
But I guess Maroon 5 wrote a song for the SpongeBob musical. So... I still don't get it.
What was your overall take of the halftime show?
I didn't know Adam Levine had so many tattoos, and he's much more built. I thought he was going to be skinny. That boy's got some muscles. Yeah.
Well, hey, if you know you're ahead of time you're going to be taking your shirt off in front of how many millions of people, you do some push-ups prior to the show.
Can I just tell you?
Right?
You do some punches. There was a woman at the party that I was at, and I don't know if she's a big Maroon 5 fan or had just read an article, but she's like, oh, he's going to take a shirt off because he has been working out she made it sound like he had called her and was like, I'm exhausted from working out, preparing for this. She was like, he has been working out nonstop several times a day. He's taking the shirt off.
Maybe he should have worked on his vocal performance a little bit.
Well,
Can't really hit those high notes anymore, Adam,
yeah,
huh?
You know what? The first thing I said to one of the people I was watching with, I was like, Adam Levine in real life can sing, right?
Yeah.
Like, he knows how to sing, doesn't he?
I don't know that. I don't know that he does.
It didn't sound good, did it?
No, it did not. Yeah. I would think going to a Maroon 5 concert is probably fun because you can't really hear and everybody else is singing. But like this wasn't the opportunity for that to happen. Yeah.
And with the shirt off thing, there is nobody in music who works out more than Tim McGraw, who you talked about did the pregame. Oh, never mind. I don't even know why I brought it up.
He left his shirt on, though.
Yeah, he did.
Well, he's more modest.
Okay.
But I was impressed with that. Adam Levine had to do something to redeem himself, so he took it off. And I give him credit for that. Although one woman who didn't need to pull any punches because she did an outstanding job was Gladys Knight doing the national anthem. Amazing.
Yeah.
She was stunning. Her hair and that headband thing she was wearing and then the white gown.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was the whole thing from head to toe,
so
the vocals.
Classy.
Yeah.
All of it. Bravo. That was the highlight of the whole game
yesterday.
Should
have stopped the game right after that.
You're right. Yeah. They probably should have. Yeah, we would love to hear your take on last time. Maybe we missed a highlight that you'd like to bring up. 215-263-6700. Good morning, XTU. Who's this?
Good morning, it's Bren. But I just wanted to point out the fun fact that Nick Foles is still the last person to throw a touchdown pass and to have a touchdown reception in the Super Bowl. So I feel like we need to hold on to those bragging rights for a little bit longer. And
absolutely.
Good point, Bren.
Thanks so much, Bren.
Of course. Thanks, Andy. Bye-bye. Love you. Love your show.
Good morning, XTU.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi, Katie. We're doing great. So you wanted to call in defense of Adam Levine, who we didn't think sounded so great at the Super Bowl last night.
I did. And I'll tell you, I did not see the halftime show because I was at a party and everybody was talking. I have a tape. But from listening to what you said, Adam Levine just performed at the Abramson Cancer Center, Philly Fights Cancer, this past November. Yeah. And he can hit those high notes. His voice blew me away. He was so amazing. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe how great he sounds live. So I don't believe that he's too old and can't hit those notes. But it was amazing.
Katie, here's my important question. The show that you saw, did he actually keep his shirt on?
Nope, he took it off. And you know what? He started out in a hoodie with his hood up and everything. And then he took the hoodie off. Then he took his t-shirt off. And then he was down to,
guys, right?
Hilarious. He just keeps the ladies wanting more. Take off another layer.
Yeah, he looks good.
Ah, that's hilarious. Katie, thanks so much.
All right, have a great day. Take care, buddy.
Thank you so much. That's so funny.
That's his thing.
It is. I didn't realize that. Because I mentioned there was a woman who was at the party who was talking about him taking his shirt off, and I thought that she was just, I don't know.
Are you going to start following them around now?
I might.
Yeah, Maroon 5 groupie, Andy Summers.
It didn't stink saying that, I'm going to be honest.
Hi, this is Dee from Quakertown.
Good morning, Dee in Quakertown. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to say I was so looking forward to seeing Maroon 5 and so let down.
Oh.
And I feel that if they feature a country act, like maybe Florida Georgia Line, maybe Luke Bryan, it would be the best halftime show ever.
So Tim McGraw was in town over the weekend because he performed in Atlantic City, and Raz was hanging out with him. And Tim was saying that, you know, he has never been approached to do the halftime show, the Super Bowl, but that is like a dream of his.
That would be awesome.
And he's such a big sports fan, too. It seems like it's a perfect marriage, right?
Yeah.
All right, I think that's a great idea, Dee. Maybe we should start our own petition.
I'll be the first one to sign.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Dee. Have a great day.
Thank you. Love you. Love your show.
Thank you. So we have it posted. We asked the question on the XTU Morning Crew Facebook page about, you know, what you thought about the halftime show. Mm-hmm. And Sandy says was not one of the better ones, that's for sure. But the last few minutes of Shirtless Adam made up for it.
Oh, God. My favorite thing that you pointed out, though, about Adam is the very small amount of time he actually was wearing a shirt.
Yes.
How it's like a Target pillow?
Yes. So that's one of the memes that's going around, I guess, is people holding their pillows up to the TV screen because their pillows match Adam's shirt.
That's fair. If that's the highlight of the halftime show, that's an issue.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would say the muscles were one of the highlights. We agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Agree to disagree. Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.